Coming up on show 105.1, Tesla have had to come out and address the issue head on and say, yes, we have spy cameras, but no, they don't spy on you while you're driving. Plus, on the podcast today, we're talking about the first Ford based on Volkswagen's electric platform, Rivian's plans for autonomy in electric vehicles, and the UK sports car maker Lotus getting serious about EVs. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It's Tuesday, 13th of April. My name is Martin Lee. It's my job to go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And this is what you need to know today in the ever-increasing busy news world of electric vehicles and how we travel around in the future. And we'll start with a tweet from the auto analyst Matthias Schmidt. I think he's in Germany. He says, with the current VW ID4 available for less than a similarly priced Tiguan combustion car, let's see how that develops. Yeah, in Germany they have 9,000 euros. It's a joint subsidy between the government and the car makers themselves. $9,000 off an electric car. And so with the ID4 cheaper at the point of purchase than an equivalent Tiguan, which is actually a bit worse, a bit smaller, it'll be interesting to see the choices that people make. And look, purchase price is only one metric. Monthly prices are important to people as well who get their cars, either on finance or a lease or a loan and things like that. And what about running costs as well? Because even if EVs are still a little bit more money to buy at the point of purchase, remember that with an electric car, it doesn't go back for a service once a year to have an oil change, and then you get a phone call about, £500 more work needing doing on exhausts and catalytic converters and, fan belts and carburetors or whatever. Okay, maybe not that. For me, it was like one of the worst phone calls to get was that we owned a motorhome, going back a bit now, they just went in for a regular service. And then they're like, oh, yeah, your diesel injectors are gone, mate. So that's £1,000. We'll get them refurbed. That wasn't even new. It was like, send them off and be refurbed. Like, what? It was running fine when I brought it into you. So, holy moly, I don't miss those days. I really don't miss those days. And so, yeah, EVs can and do go wrong and do require a level of service, but so much less than combustion cars. And so, look, factor all those things in. And I'd like to know any stories that you ever have of things like this. If you see a good deal for an EV, I tweeted one out of a Peugeot E208 here in the UK. It was a couple of £100 deposit and a couple of £100 a month on a four-year deal. But look, £200, like almost no deposit, firstly, and then £200 a month. And it was, I don't know, it's 5,000 miles a year, and you can up that if you do, 8 or 10, it'd be a little bit more money. But then, like at the end of it, what do you do? Is there, a balloon payment? Do you hand it back? Decisions to make. But for a couple of £100, for a lot of people with very low running costs, as in, no rip-off petrol prices, but charging efficiently at home overnight on a cheap rate, and with no road tax to pay, that's a very affordable way to go motoring for some people. So when someone says, oh, EVs are only for, the rich, they're all £100,000. Well, you're getting a 50 kilowatt hour Peugeot E208, big battery, tons of miles, great car, a brand new plate on your driveway for £200 a month. It's not bad, is it? Anyway, I'm not suggesting that you do finance to buy a car, by the way. You know that I'm a bit of a weirdo with not recommending finance. We drive worse cars than our neighbours. They've all got fancy cars, but they're probably all financed, so we buy what we can afford. But, we're weirdos, aren't we? Kind of outliers in the world of cars. Headline story today, Tesla have spy cameras on their cars, but they've waded into this debate and said, but we don't use them. We don't use them, though. So, yes, it's been rumbling on for a few days and weeks now. And Elon Musk addressed this at a conference when China said, you can't drive your Model 3s and Model Ys anywhere near military bases because of all the cameras around. You're spying on us. And he was like, look, no, we're not. And now there's the issue that's raised its head about how much Tesla are spying on people inside their cars, the drivers, and they've come out and addressed this head on. the well-known writer, John Volcker, I think I say his surname, pointed out on Twitter that America is basically a free-for-all when it comes to car technology and the regulation around it in comparison to China, which is dropping the hammer on Tesla's in-car cameras, says Jalopnik, reporting Reuters. Cameras inside Teslas are not activated, insist Tesla, outside of North America. Only there do they turn on the driver-facing camera. And they said that on their Chinese social media page, seeking to reassure people about security concerns in China. Tesla facing scrutiny in China, where the military last month in March banned them from entering their complexes. Now, Model 3 and Model Y is equipped with a camera in the cabin located above the rearview mirror, disabled by default, but you can activate it. It'll take a short video clip if there is an accident or an event. Now, these clips are then used by Tesla to look at what happened. I would imagine then develop safety features or to understand accidents. According to the website Tesmanian, the camera cabin videos are not linked to your VIN and any personal identifying information. Elon Musk announced via Twitter on March the 7th that they had revoked full self-driving beta to drivers who weren't paying attention. Okay, so they say that the cameras aren't turned on by default, but I wonder if as part of the beta program, I don't know, I'm not a Tesla owner, and even if I was, we don't get the full self-driving beta thing over here, but I wonder if signing up for that, you kind of have to sign your life away a little bit and say that they'll be watching you on the camera. And it's such a hot topic at the moment, and I'm guilty as the next person. You know, I've just ripped out, we had these cheap Chinese cameras because they came with an app and it was convenient, and wherever we were, we could dial in on the app and see what was happening in the, you know, the house. And even, you know, when our baby cried in the night, you could have a look. But you think, well, you know, who's selling the cameras this cheap? Like, what's it, where's that data going? And what server is this on? And what's this company? I don't even know this company name. So they all got ripped out. And for nerds, if you're interested, we're using the Unify Protect system now. That all stays inside the house and two-factor authentication turned on and all those things. So no longer uploading pictures of my baby to some random internet server. And yet we have an Amazon device in every room that we talk to. And goodness knows where my voice, you know, A, is it being listened to, and where, you know, what servers it sits on for all of time for analysis or whatever. So voice fingerprinting. So it's a weird, it, you know, I'm not on top of this privacy thing as much as, you know, as I could be, but I'm not sure how I feel about being watched while I drive. That one's going to be an interesting one as more driver awareness systems with or increased autonomy make their way into the cars that you'll be driving. Ford are next in the news today. Ford's electric plans here in Europe, at least, not in the US, are to use VW's electric platform. So we talk a lot about the VW ID4, Skoda Enyaq, Seat Born, Audi Q4 e-tron this week, and Ford using the same platform. But it won't be launched until 2023, when they've completed their $1 billion investment to modernise the Cologne factory, says Inside EVs. Guessing the new electric model light may look a bit different to the Ford Mustang Mach-E and be a European design language for Ford. Not expecting significant differences in range, charging or performance than any of the VW group cars. And so, yeah, batteries around 45, 58 and 77 usable, single motor on the rear, all-wheel drive, DC fast charging at 125 kilowatts. Does the platform even include everything with the powertrain? So the VW batteries, everything, how much does Ford get involved? Obviously, Ford engineers will have a, you know, they'll want to have a little tinker-dinker with the ride, and obviously it'll look like a Ford. So interesting to see how VW and Ford work together on that one. Next, we'll talk about a company that's very good at making cars, but for other people. That'll be Magna. They make the Jaguar I-Pace, amongst many other things. And there's a company called Ree Automotive, R-E-E, Ree Automotive, announcing a collaboration with Magna with the goal of bringing to the market fully-fledged, modular, electric vehicles. And that's if a tech company anywhere in the world wants to make a new electric car and become an electric mobility player, they can do. The partnership explores a combination of advanced technology from REE Automotive and the world-class manufacturing capabilities of Magna, they say. Magna and REE will also explore potential collaboration through a creation of a mobility as a service venture and using some of their joint technology. That'd be really interesting to see if any, you know, big tech companies come along and say, look, we want a car. We'll do the tech side of it, the software, the connectivity, things like that, but we just need it to run. And so that's their engineering solution in a box, as it were. Fisker are using Magna, are they not, to make the Ocean? It's, you know, why build factories if you can get somebody else to do it? Next, Rivian, who are building, have built their own factory. The R1T, the truck, a test unit has been spotted with a big old LiDAR rig on it. That's used for self-driving and autonomy. The electric pickup truck spotted in Palo Alto after Rivian released more details about the R1T last year. Questions emerged about their driver assistance system. They've called Driver Plus, says Teslarati. Some people noticing that in the update in November, all mentions of LiDAR had been removed. Previously talking about that on their website. Back in 2018, at the unveiling event, they noted that two LiDAR sensors were placed below the headlights. Recently, Rivian telling Teslarati the Driver Plus system uses 10 cameras, one interior camera, that's not a spy camera, at four corner radars, one forward-facing radar, 12 ultrasonics, and a 360-degree field of view. No mention of LiDAR on that. So interesting that they've strapped one on a R1T and are driving around doing some testing with it. I wonder what that's possibly for. It's funny how electric vehicles and autonomy kind of go hand in hand, really. But, you know, electric doesn't necessarily mean autonomous and vice versa. But it's interesting, isn't it, right? How so many people are battling for this prize of cars that drive themselves. Personal use case, I just don't care. I like driving. And so, you know, motorway, long motorway miles, it's kind of useful. You know, I've got the new 2021 Hyundai Kona here for a month or two, maybe a few months from May. And that's got lane keep assist. It's called like highway driving or something, where it's got smart cruise control. And it'll do lane centering. It's got that, you know, everything apart from changing lanes. That's enough, you know, for me. But I know a lot of people really value self-driving or driver assistance systems. But for me, it's just long journeys for me. Everything else, driving around town, I like driving too much. Anyway, next, we'll talk about Yamaha developing a motor for EVs. Another name that's famous getting into the EV world, unveiling a new oil-cooled electric motor, and it has kind of everything you need with it. Again, it's like an inverter, reduction gearbox, and despite Yamaha Motors being known for their motorbikes, they've played an increasingly big role in EV, says the Electric website. This 350-kilowatt motor, that's 470 horsepower, by the way, is more than capable to power just about anything you want to put on the road with a single motor. And rather than having separate drivetrain elements, it's all mechanically and electrically in one unit. Motor, gearbox, speed controller, etc. One assembly. And can you imagine? Because unlike gas-powered vehicles that have one engine, if you want to make an EV more powerful, well, add a second motor. Want to make it a hypercar? Add a third motor. And so that would be like 1,000 and 1,500 horsepower, proper hypercar territory. And again, just more famous name, like the Yamaha name coming into the world of EVs to put a very innovative product on the market, not for them to use, but for others to use and come along and do funky stuff with. This is all really, really positive. The road we're heading down, I'm telling you, it's going to be so exciting. It's exciting now. Can't wait for the future. A company that is making a hypercar is Lotus. They're making the Evija. They're going all in on pure electric cars as part of their 100 million investment in its Hethel headquarters. That's in a beautiful part of East of England called Norfolk, where I'm from. And in the first interview, Lotus Cars' new managing director, Matt Windle, revealed to Phil McNamara at Car Magazine, managing director since January this year, taking over in COVID times. Very difficult. No stranger to EVs, though. Spent 7 years at Tesla. Got the first Roadster into production. And of course, that used those rolling cars from Lotus as a base. Now, the Avaya is the first carbon fiber monocoque-based pure electric hypercar from Lotus. Four motors, 2,000 horsepower, most powerful road car in history. It's only £2 million each, so I'll have a couple. In fact, Lotus, send me one of every colour. We'll call it quits, all right? The Avaya is only going to be made at 130 units, and the next car, though, hasn't got a name, but they refer it as the Type 131. That is a series production model of a new era of a famous name called Lotus. And again, exciting stuff. Right, final story today. VW ID4 just completed a cross-country road trip in the US. It was almost 7,000 miles, started in New York City, and they drove nonstop to Sacramento in California. The team crossed 19 states. To prove that you could road trip in an EV, they stopped at 32 Electrify America charging stations, and when they did stop overnight, they charged at the hotels. So yeah, the proof there that the ID4 is a road tripper, never in doubt. Never in doubt that any of these EVs that have got half decent range can be so good for doing long distances. It hasn't got to just be like a Tesla Model S and a Porsche Taycan, these expensive cars with big batteries. So, nice little experiment there to get a few headlines generated. Right, let's talk about question of the week this week. I love this feature so much. It's your part of the podcast. And this week, we are asking, in order to get people excited, engaged in electric vehicles, do more car company CEOs need to be publicity machines like Elon Musk? Or does the wider public, not you, not I, people who don't listen to an EV podcast, do they care about what the latest car making CEO has tweeted about? Do they just want to go to their dealer and find a great EV on the lot? Can infamous leaders even be bad for EVs? Let me know. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com, and I would love to hear from you. Well, thank you so much to our premium partners on Patreon, to everybody on Patreon, my goodness. But of course, we'll daily mention for our premium partners, that would be you, Phil Roberts. He runs Electric Future here in the UK, doing big green installs of all types. Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Derek Riley and the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and Jan at emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.